men that understand the workings of the Holy Ghost have the capacity to change conditions. The capacity to change conditions, it's a kingdom entrustment. You can't gain the kingdom if it is not a priority.
Yes, this is the kingdom message. Get ready and fasten your seat belts as the servant of God, the lead pastor of KDC Love and Mercy Church, Pastor Stephen Enoku, drives us through the mysteries of the Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Let's celebrate the Lord as we take our seats. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor, say it's good to have you in service this morning. Can you smile to your neighbor? Just give your neighbor a smile. It's good to have you in service. Glory to God. I welcome you to our service, first service of the year 2024. Can we celebrate the King of Kings? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know that being our first service, these are first service in the year, it's important that as a church we understand what the Lord has in store for us. Glory to God. Now, one of the first things the Lord told us this year is that 2024 is a prophetic season. So let's write that down. Look at your neighbor, say it's a prophetic season. I didn't hear you well. Say it's a prophetic season. Say it's a prophetic season. You must understand that the local church is God's instrumentation for the advancement of His kingdom. The local church is the current focus of God's intention for the advancement of His kingdom. So, the church is the current legislative arm of the divine agenda. What I mean is this: what God is doing right now in the world is channeling it through the local church. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2, He said, "The house of the Lord shall be exalted above the chief mountains." And the Bible says, "Nation will flow to it." They will say, "Come, let us go to the house of the Lord, for there He will show us His ways." So you must understand that the direction for the agenda of God is entrusted to the local church. So the local church is not just a locality of people, but it's also a spiritual assembly where God sends His agenda for His people. So this year 2024, the Lord is saying that it's a season, meaning that He's going to be doing so much quick work both through and in the local church. Amen. So the Lord is going to be using the church to provide direction for the world. Sometimes in November, there were a few things that the Lord said through the words of prophecies. When you say prophecy, the word prophecy, to prophesy, means to speak forth. There are two things that are within the context of prophecy. Let me mention them to you. Number one is foretelling. Let me explain what prophetic season is quickly, and then I will say some things that God will be doing this year. Now, when you look at the word prophecy, that's where you have the word prophetic. Now, what does it mean? Two things. Write them down. Number one, to foretell. To foretell. To foretell. So, it means to say ahead. To what? To say ahead. That's creative. To say ahead. To say ahead. He said, as you go, you will see a colt tied. He said it ahead. Two, foretell. Foretell. So one is foretell, to say ahead. Why the other is foretell? It means to reveal or to forecast, to say what will happen, what has been arranged to happen. So one of them is creative. What will happen? Why? The other is revealing what has been concluded. The Lord gives you a peep into it, and you now say, oh, about this time tomorrow, there's going to be an end to the famine. You are prophesying. Is that okay? So one of them is like counsel, while the other is like revelation. Are you with me? When we talk about the prophetic, an aspect of the prophetic is counsels. Is what? Counsels. Counsels. Then an aspect of the prophetic is revelation. Revealing. Revelation. Is that okay? So when God said it's going to be a prophetic season, what the Lord is saying is that it's going to be characterized by my word. What makes prophecy prophecy is the word of the Lord. Say with me, the word of the Lord. Say with me, the word of the Lord is what makes prophecy prophecy. So the direction of the word is what now separates foretelling from foretelling. Is that okay? So one of them has counsel in it. This is what God will do. As a result of what God will do, make sure you do this. So what is the Lord saying concerning 2024? One of the first things the Lord said is that there's going to be a kind of agenda to bring about global hardship. So there's going to be hardship, as it were. He said, but for the people of God, for the church, for Zion, what did he say is going to be doing? He said it's going to be a season of strategic engagement. Please write that down. Strategic engagement. I will explain what it means. God said, in the midst of the hardship, I'm going to be blessing what my people do. In the midst of the hardship, I'm going to be blessing what my people. God counters the agenda of the enemy by sending a superior agenda. How does God stop what the enemy wants to do? God stops what the enemy wants to do by telling his people what to do. That's how God contends against the agenda of the enemy. So what is the Lord saying? Listen to this. He said, for us as believers, we must be strategic. Now what does it mean? He said, for the world, it's going to be a time of hardship. He said, for the people that are aligned to his agenda, it's going to be a season of harvest. So say with me, harvest. Say with me, harvest. Harvest. So strategically, you must position yourself, number one, to be diligent with what God has blessed your hands with. That's the practical aspect. For those of us that are into business, be diligent with your business. For those of us that are into vocation, be diligent with your vocation. For those of us that are into paid employment, be diligent with whatever you do. Glory to God. I mean, that's generally. That's generally. It's going to be a season of hardship for the world. He said, but for everyone, we must be diligent. For those of you that don't know about investments, you don't know about setting up streams of income, please go learn some of those things, because God is going to be using them handily for you this year. Glory to God. So tell your neighbor, be not discouraged. I will bless the work of your hands. So, prophetically, if you are into business, please, this year, speak prayerfully into your business more. Don't just see your business as buying and selling alone. see it as a spiritual platform. Is that okay? The devil will not take away your source of bread from your hands in the name of Jesus. I said the devil will not take your source of bread away from your hands in the name of Jesus. So engage strategically with it. Then as a local church, what is the Lord saying? The Lord said it's a season of His glory. His glory. His glory. So the key word for 2024 for us as a church is God's glory. The glory of God. The glory of God. The glory of God. He said, is a year where He will be bringing to light every of His goodwill in our lives. Now, what do we mean by the glory of God? The glory of God is the manifestation of the divine presence. The glory of God is the manifestation of God's presence. Number two, the glory of God is the manifestation of divine attributes. The manifestation of divine attributes. So when you are talking about glory, you are talking about God's presence manifested. One. Two, you are talking about God's attributes manifested. And then three, the glory of God is the revelation of the divine character. The glory of God is the revelation of the divine character. So three things in this definition. Number one, God's presence is going to be a conscious thought in our lives this year in the name of Jesus. You're not going to take your place of personal fellowship with levity. You're not going to joke with it. You're going to spend time to think and to stay around the word of God. Glory to God. So do we get them now? The presence. The presence of God can be vague. Then you now look at the next one. The attributes. So when you are talking about the glory of God, you are talking about the things that happens around your life that make people to know that God is with you. When you're talking about attributes, you are talking about likeness. For example, you're going to attribute this light to a square. The light, the shape of the light. If you want to say, of what shape is this light? You say, the light looks like a square. So you are using a resemblance or a similitude to what? To explain how the light looks like. When we're talking about the glory of God in your life, God is saying, when people want to hear how I look, they just need to look at you. Glory to God. In other words, in 2024, the Lord said, I'm going to be saturating you with my honor. Honor, honor. Say with me, honor. There are nothing less than seven things that surrounds the word glory. One of them is honor. Honor. Kings shall come to the brightness of your rising. Isaiah 60 verse 1. He said, the light has what? Has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Now when the glory of God is risen upon you, a lot of things are going to happen. See the first thing he said. He said, darkness covers the people. Darkness on the earth. Gross darkness the people. He said, but the Lord shall be a light. Check this. Now look at it. He said, the glory of the Lord, darkness. Give it to us in New King James, please. He said, for behold, see. You see, one thing about glory, I said, there are seven of them. Honor is there. Appearance. Appearance. See. Glory is seen. He said, People are saying there is darkness, there is ignorance, we don't know what to do, we don't even know what to do. But God said, see what he said, but the Lord will arise over you and his glory will be seen upon who? Now say with me, I carry glory. The glory of God will be seen. In other words, you know what it means? I am the light in darkness. Say with me, I'm the light in darkness. I'm the solution in problem. I am the answer in questions. I'm not hearing. Say, I'm the light in darkness. See, you must understand this. He said, the earth has darkness, but you be the light there. So in 2024, no matter how hard it becomes, no matter how hard it becomes, I am the embodiment of the divine presence. I am the glory of God revealed. Glory to God. I'm the revelation of the divine presence. Because I'm there, God is there. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manner revealed himself, as in these last days revealed himself to us by his Son. Who is his Son? Hebrews 1 verse 2. He said, he is the image of the invisible God. The people that called us Christians, they didn't just say Christians because they like how the word sounds. They said it because of what they saw. Men will see Jesus in your life this year. I didn't hear you. I said men will see Jesus in your life this year. He said, who being, now who is he? Who being the brightness of his what? Of his glory. So number three, glory has light effect. Light effect. What you call brightness. And that's where what I was talking about the last two services now, during the crossover service and also during the Stewards retreat, is your year of visibility. I say it's your year of visibility. What it means is that your products will be unique. Your products will be set apart. Your impact will be unique. Say with me, I am visible. Why? The light has come. The light has come. He said, kings shall come to the brightness of your rising. Meaning that you will no longer be hid. He said, a city set on a hill cannot be hid. I decree over your life, whatever dimension of engagement you are into, whether vocation, whether ministry, whether career, whether consultancy, whatever it is that your hand finds to do, I speak the word of God over it now. It will be visible. It will be visible. It will be visible. Get ready for recommendations. Get ready for recommendations. Your name will be mentioned in high places. Your name will be mentioned in high places by the hands of God. So say with me, I am visible. They will call you. They will call you. They will call you. You have been used to doing jobs in hundreds and thousands, but you will begin to do job in millions. I said you will begin to do jobs in millions. The Bible speaking about Daniel, he said they were preferred. They will call you and tell you several persons dropped quotation. Your quotation doesn't look like it's the best, but we just prefer to give you the job. I decree God's word over your life. You will enjoy preference. I said you will enjoy preference. By the hand of God this year, you will enjoy preference. Light brings about visibility. And one other thing about light is that lights are decorative. There's a way you light up a room, the room becomes an ambience. You begin to enjoy how it looks. Your life will be beautiful. Number four, glory talks about beautification. Beauty. Beauty. He said, I will do what? I will give you beauty for ashes. Last year, you went through storms and high moments. Storms and adversities. You were battered and shattered. You were rejected and insulted. You were mocked and scorned. God said, for every of those ashes you got into in 2023, I am substituting them for beauty this year. I am substituting them for beauty this year. I'm not hearing your amen. I'm substituting them for beauty this year. One of the things the Lord told me concerning 2024, He said, it's just an overlap from 2023. Some things that made you cry, some people that made you weep, they looked at you and they scorned your God. I stand on the authority of scriptures and I decree over your life in this prophetic season, get ready for beautification. I said you are beautified. I said you are beautified. The Lord gives beauty for ashes. The oil of gladness for the spirit of heaviness. You will sing, you will not get tired of singing. Because God will take away your ashes and replace them with beauty. You have wept enough. I see the divine fragrance bringing about beauty. There is beauty for ashes. There is beauty for ashes. There is beauty for ashes. You were scorned and mocked. You were battered and shattered. God said this year, you won't even remember any point where you will be discouraged and down. He said, because I will give you beauty. I will beautify you. I will beautify you. I will beautify you. Whatever look ugly in your life, God is replacing it with beauty. I said God is replacing it with beauty. See that? In glory there is beauty. In Matthew chapter 4, the Bible says Satan took Jesus to a very high mountain. And the Bible says he showed him all the world's its glory, all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. That glory is talking about beauty. You will be beautified. Your marriage will be beautified. Your business will be beautified. Your ministry will be beautified. Beauty. What shall be done to the man whom God chooses to honor? Whom the king chooses to honor? In the book of Esther, Haman thought the king was talking about him. What did he say? He said, let him put on the royal apparel. Number five in glory is majesty. Majesty. When God said, my glory will come on you, what is God saying? God said, I will adorn you majestically. You will be referred to as your honor. He said, put on him the royal apparel. Let him ride on the royal horse. You will be decorated. Let me tell you this. If you want to spend your own energy, your own money, and your own things to erect majesty, you must be very, very rich. But there is a majesty that is conferred. There is a royalty that is entrusted. When Samuel went to the house of Jesse to anoint David, David was not available. He saw Eliab. He said, wow, this guy is large and in charge. King Ben, you are. God said, no, I have rejected him. I mean, how will a father forget his son. If Samuel was walking in the flesh, Samuel would have anointed a different person and David's throne would have been given to another person. But thank God for sensitivity. Now, the reason why God is calling this year a prophetic year is that everything will be done on account of his word. You didn't hear what I said. Say with me, account of his word. No, true, there's a place where your righteousness works. There's a place where your holiness works. We do not despise your righteousness. We do not despise your holiness. But there is something about divine favor. He said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. He said, for the time to favor her, the set time, yea, it has come. You see, when God chooses to honor you in spite of your blames, it's honor. It's the divine adorning. And that was what happened to David. The Bible says that the Samuel told them, he said, see, we will not sit down until he comes. He said, because you have loved the Lord your God, he has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellow. So song with me, majesty. He said, ride on in majesty. That's the first statement he made. Ride on in majesty. I speak God's word in your life. You will be honored. I said you will be honored. I said you will be honored. I said you will be preferred. You will be honored. Kings are honored. Their reign is ovated. This year, it will be majestic for you. Royalty will become so synonymous with all that you do. I said you will be synonymous with royalty. Number six, impressive. Glory is that which is what? Impressive. I mean, just imagine someone calls you and then takes you to a place, maybe puts something in your eyes and then leads you to a place. And then opens your eyes and then you see so much good stuff there, arrayed in grandeur and all of those good things. One of the first things you will shout is glory. Wow, this is glorious. Why? It's impressive. What does it mean? It leaves a mark of good taste in your heart. I'll say that again. It leaves a what? A mark of good taste in your heart. I decree God's word over your life. You will not be tasteless. Katarada bashatalada badaya. You will not be tasteless. You know what it means to be impressive? I like it. I like it. If you have ever attended auditioning, let me mention these three things. If you have ever attended auditioning, screening, or pitch presentation, maybe presenting pitch to tell people what your firm can do, all of these things, you will know the value of impression. If you have ever attended presentation, interview, how many of you know that you can be very, very good in a field and then not impress the panel? Maybe the way you talk. Or maybe you just did something that made them not to like you. Maybe the way you came. You know, there's a statement, first impression lasts long. When glory comes, everything you do becomes impressive. This year, you will enjoy glory. It means you will leave a good taste in the heart of people. What it means is that by the time you finish carrying out the responsibility, and they're like, who did this thing? We are looking for this person. I decree God's word over your life. Because Because it's a season of glory. Your testimony shall be the testimony of he that is impressive. Where is he? Go and bring him. Go and bring him. Bring him here. You are a choice. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. I am impressive. I am impressive. I ride in majesty. I ride in dignity. I ride in majesty. I ride in dignity. By the hand of God, you will not be despised. You will not be rejected. The Lord will make your world see that truly his word abides forever. In the name of Jesus. Now, how do we maximize 2024? Basically, the Lord said, stay with my word. So one of the things we're going to be doing this year is to give attention to his word. We are, you know, glory talked about the divine attributes, the divine character. Now, the divine presence is a free gift from God on account of righteousness. Now, let me say this. God reveals himself to people as he wills. So the presence of God is not what, as it were, any man merits. It's his presence. How do I know? In Exodus chapter 33, the Bible says Moses went to God and said, God, show me your glory. God said, no man sees my face and stay alive. But the next thing he now said, he said, I will have mercy on whom I will, and I will show compassion on whom I will. So maybe, one thing you must understand is that the presence of God is God's prerogative. God reveals himself to whom he wills. So the presence dimension of glory is exclusively God. But let me show you something in glory. Glory is responsibility. Glory is heavy. It's heavy. That's why he said, my glory I will share with no man. Because the glory of God is what? Is heavy. So the part of glory that talks about the manifestation of the divine character and the divine attribute is a responsibility. Now, what is the responsibility? Arise, shine, for thy light has come. What is light? Knowledge. Knowledge. Say with me, knowledge. What do we do with knowledge? We apply it. So, how do we apply knowledge? Responsibility. So, there is responsibility in glory. So, for 2024, what is God saying? Where should the focus of our responsibility be? Give attention to the word. Tell neighbor, give attention to the word. You shouldn't be low now. Say, give attention to the word. He said, I have more understanding than my tutors. He said, because thy precept is my meditation. Psalm 119, verse 99. He said, I have understanding more than my tutors. He said, because thy precept, thy testimonies, thy principles are my meditation. You want to see glory in raw form? Attack the word undiluted. I'll say that again. You want to dispatch glory in its rawest form? What God is saying, give attention to his word. Why? Where the carcass are, there the eagles will be gathered. Say with me, I'll give attention to the word of God. I didn't hear you say with me, I'll give attention to the word of God. When it was time for Joshua to come into his glory, God speaking to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, he said, the way I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will do mighty things through you. But this is what he now said. He said, but this book of the law, this book of the law, this content of divine precepts must not depart out of your mouth. Morning and night, look at it. Look at it. So with me, I will look at the word. I did hear you say, I will look at the word. James called it the perfect law of liberty. Real freedom is giving attention to scriptures. I'll say that again. Real freedom is giving attention to scriptures. Not until you structure your life according to the provision of scriptures, you will not see the God future of your life. You can't. It is written. The devil came the first time. It is written. He came the second time. It is written. He came the third time. It is written. Now listen. Jesus triumphed on the wings of scriptures. The reason why is the glory of the invisible God. John told us, the Word became flesh. Listen, two things in that scriptures. Number one, Jesus is God's Word revealed. But number two, Jesus is the practical application of scriptures. Jesus was an embodiment of scripture. So much so he said, as I see my Father do, I do. I won't do an inch if my Father didn't do it. When they brought the woman that was caught in adultery to Jesus, he was waiting for what the Father says. Before I react, I must consult scriptures. So say with me, before I react, I must check scriptures. What we are saying is this. In 2024, I want to navigate life on the premise of what is written. Are you hearing me? That's why we are singing that song. He said it's written. I know my story is written. I know he said it's finished. I know my story written. Luke 4. You remember? Luke 4. When Jesus was to do ministry, the first thing he does was to bring the scroll. And he read it. Verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. And then the Bible says, he folded it and sat down, and their eyes were gazed on him. And then he looked at them and said, today is this scripture fulfilled in your heart. So when the Bible said the Word became flesh, Jesus was the application of all that God has said. This year, by the grace of God, my life will be an inscription of what is written. I said my life will be an inscription of what is written. I will be a prototype of the divine attributes. I will be the likeness. I will be the likeness. When people are looking for God, they will describe God by the way I live. That's what glory is. So that was why at every point in time, when the Pharisees will come, what will he ask him? Did you not see where it was written? How many of you understand what I'm saying? That was the basic feature of Jesus' conversations. When they will come asking questions, oh, he say, oh, did you not hear when it was said? Did you not know when it was said? Jesus was a practical interface of what is written on the earth realm. I pray for your life this year. You will not be lazy to study scriptures. I didn't hear you say, I will not be lazy. Listen to this. If you don't know what is written, you will not only be written off, you will be eaten off. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. God's word is sustenance in adversity. Can I say that again? When it becomes hard, please walk hard in the word. I will say it again. When life becomes hard, walk hard in the word. Paul told Timothy, he said, do diligence to show yourself approved. In other words, work hard to understand scriptures. Work hard. Say with me, I will work hard to understand scriptures. If you don't know the part of the script you are to feature, you will be knocked out. There is a portion for me in the divine script. Paul speaking, he said, when it pleased God who ordained me, when talks about timing. He took delivery of timing by understanding of scriptures. I will understand scriptures. I will chew scriptures this year. Ezekiel said, the word of God, it was bitter in my mouth, but it became as honey in my belly. I decree God's word over your life. You will pant for the word of God. You will go after it like the deer pants for the water. Stand up on your feet. I'll stick with the word. I will hold on to the word. I will stay with the word. David said, thy word have I hid. Thy word have I hid in my heart. Still, David, the entrance of your word brings understanding. It brings light to the simple. He came again and said, thy word, thy word is what? A lamp unto my feet. Every single step I take, and a light unto my path, the theme of my decisions. I'll say that again. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, every step I take, and a light unto my path, the theme of my life. What it means is this: I won't make any decision until I consult the word. I will not give anybody an answer until I check what is written. Stop all those conversations. Let's not talk about Bible. Let's face the reality. Unfortunately, anytime a church folks begins to say, let's face the reality, check the next thing they want to say. They want to say the opposite of what the word says. This year, by the hand of God, I will stay with the word. I will not scorn the word. I will hold on to the word. Do your hand like this. I will hold on to it. The size of your glory is determined by the rootedness of his word in your life. I close with this. Colossians chapter 3. He said, let the word of God richly. He didn't say dwell. He qualified it. He quantified it. Are you here? Rich is both quality and quantity. Are you there? Verse 16. Colossians 3. He said, let the word of God how richly dwell. Lay your hands on your head. I chew the word. I feed on the word. The word of God gained root in my life. I know last year you finished the Old Testament, you finished the New Testament, but this year the word will gain stay in my life, rooted and grounded. The weight of glory is predicated on the deposit of the word of God in your life. Richly, richly, in all wisdom, in all teaching, and in admonition. What it means, raise your head. When you say God's word dwelling richly in your heart, it's three dimensional. Number one, it means that you know how to apply it. Most people, they only know the Bible, they don't know how to apply it, they don't know when to use it. You know, if you are used to scriptures and then someone does something to you and then you want to get angry, you just remember the word that says, anger dwells in the bosom of fools. I'm not a fool, though. I'll not be angry. It cautions you. I won't be angry. I'm not a fool. It's only fools that get angry. Because scripture says anger dwell in the bosom of fools. And then you can remember another one. Ephesians. Anger gives footholds to the devil. It means that whenever I get angry, Satan becomes more powerful than me. Whenever I get angry, it means Satan puts my feet on a spot. Until I let go, the anger will remain in that spot. So because you can apply it. The next thing he said, wisdom. What's the next thing he said? Teaching. Teaching. While I was praying and still part of the prophecies that God brought, there are some of you this year, you will rightly divide the word of truth. Sometime last year, someone told me something. He said, me that can't even read anything, now I can explain Bible to people. Listen to me. This year, by the workings of God's word in your life, you will rightly divide the word of truth. You will not be among those that will be quoting Matthew, whereas it is Genesis. You know, some people like that. I think the Bible says in Luke, heaven help those who help themselves. And I will not miss Yan this year. The word of God will dwell in my heart richly. You know, Bible was speaking in the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 19. For 2 years, Paul was reasoning and arguing with them. You know what it means? It means when they throw one argument, Paul will now bring another verse to what? To counter it. This year, you will rightly divide the word. And then the third one, to show that the word is rich in your heart, you can admonish people about it. What it means is that when you are giving somebody advice, you can make reference to scriptures. You can make it so plain in the person's heart that when the person gets back to his room, it will look like a very graphic image. The way you said it will be so clear. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Like you finish talking to someone and the person say, wow, now I know what to do. By the wisdom of God in your life, people around you will know what to do with the word of God. Lift your hands and begin to give thanks. Father, we bless your name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to be putting the anointing oil on your head. We begin the year with the consecration to the word. Anointing for word addiction. Anointing for word addiction. Anointing for word addiction. Thy word have I hid. I hid. A deliberate, conscientious commitment. By this anointing oil, laziness to scriptures will be replaced with energy for scriptures. As you take up this anointing oil this morning, there will be hunger for the word of God in your heart. I said there will be hunger for the word of God in your heart. Place your hands on your forehead and begin to prophesy. I understand the word. I understand the word. I understand the word. I understand the word. I have access to truth. I have access to truth. Truth is not complex in my eyes. The Bible says, and then Philip asked the eunuch, do you understand what you read? He said, I will understand except someone explain to me. And he began to explain. The eyes of your understanding will be enlightened more into scriptures this year in the name of Jesus. You will hold fast the word that God has spoken. Go ahead and make those declarations. As we come from behind, the usher will lead you. As you come, I place the anointing on your forehead. You go back to your seat and you just begin to pray in tongues. Is that okay? And I place the oil on your head. You go back to your seat. You begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Just stay standing. Lay your hands on that place where the oil is. And begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Take that song. Hands the heel. God bless you.
I work in power. I work in me. I work in me.
By this oil.
There is glory.
The power of God is at work in your life.
Betting
possibilities. Whatever possibilities that are in the word of God, they are betted in your life in the name of Jesus. All the possibilities therein are betted in your life in the name of Jesus. Possibilities are betted in your life in the name of Jesus. Make sure that's your declaration.
There is glory. Mighty working power.
At work in me.
At work in me.
There is glory. of the water. Possibilities are better. Are you praying? Make sure you are praying.
There is love.
Lay your hands on the place where the anointing oil is. Come on, for 1 minute, can you just space around? The word works for me. The word works in me. In the Holy Ghost, I see the possibilities in your word. I take delivery of results. Look at your right hand and prophesy. I get results. I see results. I bear fruit. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I am not barren. This year, I am not fruitless. This year, I am not barren. I bear fruit. My life will be an epitome of the glory of God. Lift your hands and give Him thanks. It is done. It is done. Somebody rejoice. I said, rejoice! Rejoice! Overcomers rejoice! Carriers of glory rejoice! The beautiful ones rejoice! Men of honor rejoice! The one that carries impression rejoice! The one that carries divine attributes, rejoice! That's who I am. The Gloria of God. The word Gloria means beauty. I am the beauty of God. I am the splendor of God. My life is a radiation of the divine attributes. Glory to God.
We hope that you have been instructed and edified by the teaching from God's servant, Pastor Stephen Enoku. If you have need for more edifying teachings, you can download them from our ministry's website, www.kdclovembassy.com/sermons. For counseling, feedbacks, and should you want to support the ministry or be a partner to what the Lord is doing through us, send us a mail through kdclovembassychurch@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Keep taking charge.